News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The Ministry of Labour and Social Security will be engaging the services of a draftsman to develop the regulation to accompany the proposed Occupational Safety and Health Act, OSHA. Portfolio Minister Derek Kellyer says the regulations will stipulate how the issue of HIV/AIDS must be addressed within the workplace.
We specifically want to achieve the target aim at eliminating stigma and discrimination against people living with HIV by 2015 and to uphold the human rights and dignity of all. If we are to achieve full inclusion and non-discrimination, it is important that we affirm that one case of discrimination is one too many. And I take time to emphasize that HIV-related discrimination will be an offense under the pending OSHA Act.
The regulations will be guided by a white paper on the National Workplace Policy on HIV and AIDS, which was approved by both Houses of Parliament in February this year. Meanwhile, the national minimum wage will be increased from $5,000 to $5,600 per 40-hour work week as of Monday, January 6, 2014. Also effective January 6, the minimum wage for industrial security guards will be increased from $7,320 to $8,198 per 40-hour work week.
These proposed amendments constitute a 12% increase in respect of both the national minimum wage and the minimum wage for industrial security guards from the previous rates which were established in 2012.
Labour and Social Security Minister Derek Kellyer speaking in the House of Representatives last Tuesday. The National Minimum Wage Amendment Order and the Minimum Wage Industrial Security Guards Amendment Order were approved to effect the changes. Changes have been made to the Public Health Tobacco Control Regulations. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson, who announced the changes, said under the amendment, public and enclosed places will be redefined to ensure clarity.
This includes but is not limited to all outdoor service and dining areas, indoor areas, parks, heritage sites, excluding their parking lots, gateways and driveways.
Dr. Ferguson says businesses, including hotels, will also be allowed to facilitate outdoor smoking areas. These areas must, however, meet certain requirements as prescribed under the regulations. Cabinet has approved contracts valuing just over $700 million for the construction of houses at Stokes Hall and Hampton Court in St. Thomas. The houses are being built under the Barracks Relocation Project of the Sugar Transformation Program. Information Minister Senator Sandria Faulkner says the Stokes Hall housing project will comprise 66 studio units, 47 two-bedroom units, and 32 three-bedroom units, while the Hampton Court scheme will include 30 studio units, 26 two-bedrooms, and 24 three-bedroom units. The Barracks Relocation Project is being carried out in the four sugar-producing parishes of Westmorland, St. Thomas, Clarendon, and Trelawney. Under the program, seven new communities will be established for families of sugar workers who currently live in barrack-type communities. And the seating capacity of the Jamaica Urban Transit Company, the JUTC, is being bolstered by the addition of 20 new articulated buses, which will provide 1,600 more passenger seats. 10 of the units have been commissioned into service, and the remaining 10 will begin operating at the start of the new school term in January. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing, Dr. Maurice Guy, says the safety and comfort of passengers utilizing the JUTC is of utmost importance to the government.
This administration views the comfort, safety, security of our commuters and places a premium on it. We want to ensure that our commuters can be moved with speed, with comfort.
The buses were commissioned into service last Monday. Dr. Guy says in the pursuit of a modern fleet, the JUTC will retire some of the older buses and refurbish others to maintain a world-class standard. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I am Camilla Guthrie.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.